Welcome to A Kenyan's Experience, a podcast for Kenyans by Kenyans. In this podcast, we use real, raw, and personal journeys to provide you with the knowledge and the power to demystify, simplify, and make better decisions about your academic and professional future. They say experience is the best teacher. Well, here you'll hear about the experiences of Kenyan nationals who've navigated the academic and professional worlds both locally in Kenya and in the diaspora. This podcast is relevant for everyone at any point in their academic or career path, from high schoolers to university students to industry professionals, and even those looking to pivot later in their careers. Here at the Kenyan's Experience, we ask the questions you wish you had answers to before you started your academic or professional journey, before you made that life-changing big decision. And we normalize making bold decisions for you. So tune in for a once-weekly episode that will leave you inspired, challenged, and laughing as Kenyans tell their stories here on A Kenyan's Experience.
And welcome back to another episode of A Kenyan's Experience. We're very excited for this episode. You're going to be hearing a couple of distinct voices, maybe slightly familiar. This is Cynthia, and I'm joined today with my lovely co-host, Gathoni. Say hello.
Hey, guys. Happy to be here.
So today we're doing our Meet a Siblings episode. This is part one. And we've got our siblings, our younger siblings, actually. And we've all known each other for
a long time,
basically more than a decade. So I've got my younger sibling here, Jean. Say what's up.
Hey guys, this is Jean.
And we've got Gathoni's younger sibling, Wamboi.
Hello, everybody.
So Jean and Wamboi were actually in the same class as each other, and then Gathoni and I were in the same year as well. We all go way back to St. Austin's, so we've known each other for a really long time, seen each other grow up. We all went to university in the UK as well, so we've got a lot to talk about. And so we've split this sort of like meet our siblings into two sections. So part one is going to be you getting to know us a little bit better, getting to know our siblings, a bit of a fun Q&A. And then our second episode is going to be, you know, the usual, talking about university and just talking about our experiences. And then it's going to be interesting because Gathoni and I are going to be asking our siblings sort of like, how did having older siblings in the UK impact them? And I think we have a lot to learn from each other. So yeah, let's dive in. So we're going to start off the way that we normally do. And I'm going to start off with Wamboi, ladies first. So Wamboi, just for our guests to get to know you a little bit better, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, no problem. Hi again, everyone. My name is Wamboi. I am Gathoni's younger sibling, 2.5-ish years younger. I live in Nairobi. I work in Nairobi. As Cynthia mentioned, I was in university in the UK as well. I'm currently in management consulting, have been for the last over 2 years of my career after university, and I'm excited to be here and have a chat with our sisters.
Aww.
And what about you, Jean? What's your origin story? Who are you?
I'm happy to be here. First of all, thank you guys for having me. It's nice to be on this podcast finally.
Welcome.
But my origin story is the same as you guys. As Cynthia said, we were all in school together back in the days in St. Austin's. And then we all went our separate ways. And somehow we are here. But my origin story is the same as you guys. Like I said, we all went to school in the UK. I was in Swansea. I did business management. Graduated with a 2-1. Now I'm here working with my dad in our family business. Nice. And yeah, just enjoying these Nairobi tumultuous times.
That's true. But also don't forget to mention that you are also a farmer.
Yes, I'm a farmer. I have many chickens.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm also a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If any of you know anything about golf, I'm a 13 handicap.
Weh, ish. just for context, I'm a 36.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Well, I think it's time to kick off this Q&A. So I'm going to kick it off with asking Gadoni and Wamboy a question. So it's going to work. I'm going to be asking them a question, and then they'll ask me and Gina a question. And, you know, it's going to be nice and chill, nice and fun. None of us know the answers to this question, so most likely we'll be pulling it out of our asses. But it's about to be a good time. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. So I'll kick it off. So Gadoni and Wamboy, what is one of your favorite things about your sibling?
I'm going to ask Gadoni to go first, then I know. I know how deep we're going.
We know how I set the tone. I was going to ask you to do the same thing. All right. As the first one, I will take the lead. Just kidding. I would say one of my favorite things about Wamboy is she's a good friend, and she's also very intentional with her friendship. So not just with her other friends, because like I'm also one of her friends by force. So I would say she's just a very good friend and very intentional. And also Wamboy is one of those people you need in your life, because she will call you out, but like in such a loving way that makes you be like, oh, let me really think about it before I go and do X or Y. Mm. So you always need somebody like that in your life, and that's what Wamboy is. So that's one of my favorite things. Sorry. You don't have to go deep.
I like her t-shirt.
Yeah, because you really thought about these answers.
No, that's literally the one top thing that comes to my mind without thinking deep. I didn't think that was that deep.
Okay.
I'd say one of my favorite things about Galani is she's very caring and she's very nurturing to everyone. And that's not just me who says that, not even like as an older sibling. Even her friends will say she looks out for people that she cares about, people that she loves as well. And she's like a good go-to. That's what I'd say.
Well, thanks, girl.
You're welcome.
Deep enough, huh?
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. So now it's time to put you guys in the hot seat. Cynthia and Jane, what is your sibling better at than you?
Ooh, everything.
That's such a cover.
That's
such a cover.
Like, not though.
And it's so fitting that the younger sibling would say that about the older one. I would say, I mean, we've already covered golf, but I think you're very, the way that your mind works, like you're very business minded. And I think there's a way that you think about the world and you bring things together. I don't know how to make sense of it, but like you can do multiple things at the same time. Like the way that you balance things is really, really nice. And I think that's one thing that you honestly... Actually, let me just put it this way. You're better at adulting than I am.
No.
I think.
Wow.
Yes.
Stop the cap.
It's true. But I don't know if also because you've been doing it longer than I have, obviously. So I just started working. But like, just in general, you're like, dude, like, okay, first of all, you work like, you have three different jobs. Okay. And then the other thing is that after this, you're going to go and play golf for like who God knows how many hours. And then you'll probably grab a drink with your friends and then you'll be chilling tomorrow. And then you're back at it on Monday. And then you'll be going to the gym after work. And I'm just like, how? So like you have a car and it's just, you inspire me, bro. Inspire me. But yeah, genuinely, I would say adulting. Aww. Obviously, like I could be superficial, like, yeah, he's better at golf than me. Obviously, you play it all the time. But I think in general, you're better at adulting than I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Try and do better.
So now I answer the same question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same question.
Mm, What is your sibling better than you? I would say Cynthia is really good at, I would say she's a type A person. So she's very just good at, like being disciplined and yeah, just getting things done. Yeah, I mean, she's a doctor for crying out loud. So it's like, you know, she's very, yeah, she's very goal oriented. But then she's also really good with money, you know, like, damn, girl. Like, I feel like she's very, I don't know, like budget wise and stuff like that. I feel like you're very good at that. And yeah.
Bruh, that's so funny. You're good at being that. It's so funny that you said, because I was literally reflecting on my journal before going to bed, because, man, I was stressed about money. I was literally journaling. Yeah. I was like, Lord, I don't think I've saved anything in the past 4 months. So it's really funny that you say that. But it's nice to hear that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, be like that sometimes, though. Don't worry. Don't be so hard on yourself, girl.
I know. It's fine. Mm. But I've been saying that to myself for the past 4 months.
It's just a treat.
You know, it makes sense to you. Yeah, it's just this month.
It's just 4 months out of 12 months in the year.
Yeah, exactly. It's only a third. Yeah. Right, one boy, it's you next. Oh wait, no, actually, no, sorry, it's me.
It's you guys.
It's me. Sorry, my bad. So back at you guys. Who is the funny one?
Debatable. Because I feel like this question is more serious than the first one, actually.
Yeah.
Because we're both funny. We'll agree we're both funny.
Yes, I'll agree to that.
Who is the funnier one? Me.
You see, my issue with that is, it's true. But like, why does she have to be so cocky about it? Like, be humble, because I'm also funny.
I'm such a mouth on here.
I'm funny. Okay, fine. That one I will agree to. Umbo is the funnier one, but we are both funny. Yeah. Okay. Go
ahead. Next to you guys, do you share a lot with each other?
What do you mean? Do you mean like materialistic? Yeah, what do you... Or do you mean like we talk a lot?
Across the board, you tell us. You decide.
I think because we've not lived in the same country since we were like in our teens. So I would say materialistic, mm-hmm. probably not. but I think we talk literally every day. If we, for example, like if I take a while to reply to a message, you know, it'll text me like, hey, what's up? Are you okay? Like there was one time, it was so sweet. Oh, best sibling award. I was working night shifts and I told him. And then he ended up internationally calling me because I hadn't replied to his message to see if I was okay.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so and I was like, oh, sweet. Dude, I'm asleep, actually. I was just working. So I think in that sense, we do share a lot with each other. Yeah.
I guess, Jean, would you agree?
Yeah. I think that, yeah, I would say the same. I would say Cynthia's my best friend.
Aww.
Goodness me. But like we've just been, it's always just been sort of the two of us since we were young, you know, it was always me, Cynthia, and my mom. So, mm-hmm. you know, growing up, we always just had a bond, you know. And I would say it's continued in our adult life.
That's good. Also, just following up on that, did you guys used to fight a lot when you were younger?
I was actually just thinking that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah, I remember the time. I think my fondest, maybe fondest is a bit of a dark word, but I think the fight that I really remember was when we took turns pushing each other down the stairs. I think he did it to me first.
Crazy.
And in our first house, we were from Kiambu, this place called Kihingo, we had metal stairs.
Crazy. What?
I don't know if Junior.
Yeah,
obviously you're like 2 years old. Yeah, we had metal stairs. I don't know why my parents thought that was a good idea. I don't know if it was cheaper. We had metal stairs. I remember Jean pushing me down those stairs. I don't know how I'm alive now, but obviously it wasn't a big nudge because he was like 2 years old, and I'm, was double his size. And then when we moved house, I don't know if he saw his opportunity. I just remember. I just remember. No, actually, it was I took. Yeah. Wait, did I push him first? No, that I couldn't have pushed him much too. That's mean. He pushed me first, and then I pushed him when we moved house because I think he was a bit bigger. And I was just like, now is my vengeance. And then there's times when I've thrown a remote at his head. We were constantly crying because to my mom, and she would, and even my older sister was just so fed up with us. Mm-hmm. Hilda was just like, you guys better not start crying. Because we've just been playing, having fun, and the next thing you know, someone is crying.
Someone is hurt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about you guys?
We did. One boy was the one who would bully me when we were younger. Yeah, I remember she would, like, pull my braids. She would sit on my head. And then anytime I did something back, like, just, you know, you fight me, I fight you. She would go crying to my parents. And then I would get in trouble.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I fought your bones.
Yeah, but that only lasted until I left high school of like St. Austin's. I don't think we really fought into both of us being in high school.
No.
Yeah. Because I'm actually wondering how the dynamic is different, because obviously you guys are two sisters. So like my older sister is 10 years older than me and we fought. But obviously it wasn't really anything physical to that extent. But we still didn't really like each other until I was like 18. But what was it like for you guys growing up as two sisters? Because I feel like a brother and a sister were automatically close because we don't need to compete with each other. Like, we're not fighting for clothes and you know what I mean? Whereas like two sisters, I can only imagine that that's a bit hectic.
Yeah, a little bit, especially because we're so close. Well, close exactly. in age.
Yeah.
So we didn't get on very much until I was maybe like 14 or 15. I would say is when we started getting on.
Oh, wow.
But at the same time, like, we didn't fight so much. We just weren't close.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like we didn't have enough time to fight because we're always swimming. It was either school, swimming, or in sleeping.
Yeah.
So there wasn't enough time to fight. Yeah, but we just weren't close until, and I don't even know what the switch for us becoming close was.
Mm-hmm.
But
the same school and sharing a friend group.
Grade 14, where? What time?
I was 14, 15.
Actually, when we went back to St. Austin's, we had the same friend group and were just like,
had to be friends.
Yeah, had to be friends.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Awesome. Next question.
I think we've just covered this.
Yeah.
Do you get to meet your siblings' friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say. Yeah. As well.
And for you guys as well.
I think I've had
with such conviction. You're just like.
No, I wasn't thinking about Jean's friends. I love Jean's friends. I mean, like, because I've moved so much, Jean doesn't know all of my friends. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, he's never really, like, he's talked to, like, my best friends, but then he's never actually met them. And even my friends here, obviously, and yeah. But, like, his friends have stayed consistent from high school, and I do like them.
Even one boy... her friends have stayed consistent from high school. I don't know what it is about that generation.
Yeah.
But Cynthia, like, except for you and maybe Charlene, the friends I have are newer. And Yvette, I met her in A-levels, but everyone else has been a newer friend.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Awesome. So which question are we on?
Six.
We're number six. So is it me to ask or you to ask? Okay. So, you guys, if your sibling could, what's one movie that they would watch forever? So, Jean, answer about Cynthia, and then Cynthia, answer about Jean. To your best knowledge.
Movie?
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy.
That's not a movie.
Okay, fine. We can do
it. Works. Movie and series. Show.
was I really that big of a fan?
I feel like, bro, there's like 20 seasons. I think you've watched them all, or?
Nah, like 16 out of 20, actually.
Yeah, but okay.
What I think for you, honestly, I would say any Kevin Hart movie. You're such a big
for
fan.
Me.
Yeah. That or those, you just watch really weird movies that you think are funny that I'm just like, this is not funny at all. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. One with that guy. Oh, what's his name? Sorry, excuse my description of him. He's white, he's short. He was a bit chubby, but he's lost
weight. Is he a comedian?
Yes. He's
Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill.
Yes, Jonah Hill. Any movie with Jonah Hill. You love Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
What song or movie scene makes you cry without fail?
Do you want to go first?
I'm such a crier, so anything just with a little bit of emotion has me. It doesn't even need to have that much emotion, honestly. Like, I will cry if you give me the opportunity to cry. So anything, really.
I wish I could be.
I am the exact same. I can come and find you watching something like halfway in and an emotional scene comes on and I am wailing like I've been following the movie from the beginning.
Yeah. We're both crying.
My tears are so close.
Mine too. To you guys, if salary and experience didn't matter, what job would you most want to have? Would you still be a doctor? Would you still be a farmer?
Interesting. Cynthia, wanna go first? Or?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I think I would continue being a doctor, but I would do it, and this is my ultimate dream, is to continue doing it like less than full time. So maybe work two days in a week as a doctor. And I think I would spend the other 3-4 days probably, I think, just reading and writing, and doing like the podcast as well. Like just like being able to do this and make this like my central focus would be really, really nice. Like just being able to sit down, write. And this is going to sound like a really weird thing, but like I just love being out and about in the city. And like it's going to be a weird thing, but I love running errands. My partner is always like, what are you going to do your day off? Oh, wait, let me guess. You're going to run errands. And I'm like, yeah, it's an excuse to be outside and to spend money. So,
after Jean just said you're great with money.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you said. That I was like, oh, if you only you knew. So I would say I'll continue being a doctor because I do love what I do. And then writing, reading, podcasting. And
if when I was you say able writing, to like, what is writing? Is that poetry? Like, is that stories? Is that what's writing?
I write like a weekly newsletter. I'm gonna plug myself. You can sign up on my there's like a link in my bio on my Instagram. But I write like a weekly. I'm saying weekly. The last time I wrote it was like 2 months ago. It's coming back, guys. It's making a comeback. But I write a newsletter. I'm trying to be consistent with it. I'm trying to write one today. Or finish it, basically. But yeah, I think those are the things that I really, really do enjoy. Yeah. What about you?
Like claiming that you've just now had your listeners have to hold you accountable to writing it weekly.
Exactly.
You're going to sign up.
I'm done
to yourself.
Sign up, guys.
I think I would be a professional golfer.
Ooh,
interesting. Yeah, I think it's a really cool job and it, you know, you get to travel the world and yeah, I feel like it's it would be fulfilling to a certain extent. Yeah, it's just a cool sport.
Question. Don't you find it like very slow and very long?
And like it is like long. Uh-huh. Yeah. It is a lot of time, like, you know, you sort of, your whole day sort of goes. But yeah, you know, like, just like you guys are swimming, I'm sure you guys could swim for forever.
No. I think we also started really young, so maybe that has something to do with it, but Yeah, I'm just wondering. I think, yeah, because with golf, I'm like, so many people are into golf, and I'm just trying to understand where the exciting part of it comes from.
Yeah.
But I guess it
teaches like hitting a good shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it teaches you patience, but also like the feeling of playing well. It's like a feeling you can't explain, you know?
Fair enough. Yeah. It's almost like a calling, playing golf.
Yeah. It's either meant for you or not meant for you.
Yeah. That's there.
Well, that's cool.
And if I just to ask you guys the same question as well, I think it would be interesting to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I think I would do something very similar to what I do. Like, I find fulfillment in helping people, in finding opportunities, particularly within the African economy, and boosting sort of people who are less fortunate, who don't have as much opportunity. And that's very similar to what I do in my work. So I think I would continue to do that, just probably not as 9 to 5, if I'm honest.
Yeah, because in your industry, people tend to work like 10 to 12 hours.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wow. What would you do if you were like less than full time? So if you could do it like, I don't know, how many hours you wanted to in a week, what would you do with the rest of your time?
Oh, that's a great question. Honest answer, I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah.
I feel like my answer is going to be so crazy. Well, not crazy as in crazy, crazy, but like, I feel like Ombo might be a bit shocked by it. So I would do two things. Half of my time, I don't want to be like a housewife.
Damn, girl.
What does that mean? I need to understand before I react.
Like, half the time, I just want to be at home with the kids, taking care of the house, just doing housely stuff. Crazy. I know. And then the other half, I would want to do something around like events or something like that, or planning trips, or just something that requires planning and putting things together for people to go have fun and experience, whether it's planning trips or putting an event together, because I really do enjoy that kind of work. But I also wouldn't want to do it full time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would want to split my work between like a stay-at-home mom. Actually, I should have said stay-at-home mom, not housewife.
Yeah,
stay-at-home mom and doing that and doing events, so planning trips and stuff for people on the side. Yeah,
nice. Do you guys think you
learning a lot? Yeah,
huh?
I told you. Do you guys think that? Right. I think this is a question for you, Jean, as well. Do you think that, because this is something that I didn't used to think that I'd want to work less than full time. Like, I didn't even think that was a possibility. But I think COVID and I think just the way the world works these days, a lot of people are doing less than full time in terms of their careers and, you know, just like their more professional jobs and stuff like that. But do you guys think it's something that you would seriously consider putting into place or planning to do in the next 5 years?
Personally, definitely not. I think I'm very aware of the kind of world we live in and how capitalist the world we live in is. And so in order to have the life that I'd want to have, I would know that I would need to be in full-time work for a lot longer than 5 years, than the next 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, same for me. I think 5 years is a bit too soon for me because, like one boy said, the kind of lifestyle I want and things I want, like, nice things in life and not necessarily expensive, but nice things. So yeah, so I'd want to make sure before I do decide, and also it depends on if I actually get children, because just because I want to be a stay-at-home mom doesn't mean I'll actually get kids. But I would want to have enough money saved and I think that would need a bit longer than 5 years. Maybe in 10 years, you can ask me that question again.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Gina?
You guys?
What was the question?
If you could, do you think you'd want to plan, like in the next 5 years, see yourself, you know, less than full time, if you could?
Yeah, I would definitely like to work less than I work now because I work a lot right now. But I feel like it's probably not feasible just because of like, an entanglement, you know? My life at home and my life at work are very closely, you know, related.
Mm.
So it'd be very hard to separate the two. Mm. Yeah.
Tricky. You, what, Cynthia?
It's the dream. Yeah, I'm trying to. So after I finish my current, so I'm currently coming towards the end of my first year of training, then I'm going into my second one. And after that, I'm going to take a year out of training before I go into GP training. And my plan is to do for the next, other than this second year, after that, I plan on going less than full time. It will come with a pay cut, but I feel like, because doctors have been on strike for the past since March. So we're currently in our fourth month of striking. And obviously I've been losing money because I've been on strike. And I think it's just made it very apparent that, like, even though I've been losing, you know, maybe like 100 to 200 pounds each month, I'm just like, this is so worth it. Like, the time that I'm getting back and the peace of mind and the rest that I'm getting back is so much. It makes sense. Like, I would rather, because in that time, I can do things that are low cost. I can stay home. I can maybe go for a drive. I can go see some friends. I can just get some more sleep. And it's just having that time back, even though I'm losing. And you think that extra 100 to 200 really makes a difference. I'm sure it does if, like, you're in serious debt. But I feel like on a day-to-day basis, and I really think about the picture as a whole, I'm just like, actually, I think this is so much more worth it. So yeah, I'm hoping, but obviously I think, like, circumstances and life changes, like, who knows, maybe if I end up with children and stuff, I'd think differently. And depending on my visa and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, let's see.
Interesting.
Fingers crossed, you guys, we all get there at some point.
Yeah. It's the dream. It's the dream. How would you describe your relationship with money?
I think we're both really good with money and good with saving. We've grown up seeing our parents save and hearing them talk about what they're saving for us. So as we've grown up, it's something that we've always known is important. I think the first time you get a little bit of money, it confuses you a little bit. Yeah. Like when my first time I went to uni and I got my allowance, I finished it in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had to readjust myself and my thinking. But yeah, I think after that, I've learned how to save, and I do try and save as much as I can. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree as well. I think very healthy relationship with money, very good at the saving and the investing of it all. But I would say personally, probably more so than Gathoni, I'm very good at spending on things that I deem worth it, which are experiences, more so than things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would agree. I think I learned most of my saving techniques and stuff from conversations with Gathoni. So like, as just opposed to like putting money aside and it just sleeping in an account, like I swear every time I have a conversation with Gathoni, I'm like, my life is just changing as I know it. She's just very good with money, thinking about how to invest it. And it's very simple, by the way. It's nothing crazy. She's not at the investing in American stock exchange. It's like very simple, low risk. And I think you guys have a lot of you have a good understanding of like finance, I think, in general, more than most people our age. So I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's been instilled by our parents from when we're very young. Mm. So it is definitely a good thing, a blessing. Okay, so over to you guys. If you could go on a dream trip together, where would you guys go?
Ooh.
I think we already talked about this one, Gene.
You've actually talked about it. Wow. Tell us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thanks for remembering.
He doesn't remember the conversation.
It's to South Africa. Remember, we had said we're planning on going.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah, but I mean, dream. But it's a dream. But that's like dream trip.
Oh, though? Like
that's just like realistic.
Yeah.
Are you guys more beach or are you more city? Are you more countryside?
More beach.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, okay. For sure.
Somewhere. Narrows it down.
I kind of want to say, like, I'm sure we haven't talked about it, but maybe we can, like, brainstorm now. But maybe we can go back to Cyprus, because I remember it, but I don't think, obviously, you don't remember it.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, because you were I was in kindergarten, so you were, like, an infant. So, I think it would be nice to go back, and then I'm going to say show you around as if I remember. But, like, it would be nice to, like, I tried looking for the house that we used to live in, but I couldn't really find it on the map. But I know which kindergarten school that I went to, and I assume it's nearby. And I remember the supermarket that we went to as well, and the rides that Jin used to go on when him and my mom would pick me up from school. So I think that would be a nice dream trip to go back to and just, reminisce together.
I love that.
Where's a place you wish you could live for a few months?
Really good question. I don't know.
For a few months. I mean, it's just a few months.
Yeah, a few months, honestly, anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Thailand, Bali. I don't know.
I mean, a bit closer to home for me, maybe Kigali for a few months. I think just seeing an African government that works, a city that's clean. But I know it's not very active, especially as someone who lives in Nairobi, so it would have to actually be a few months. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, somewhere by the water, somewhere nice and warm.
Actually, yeah, dream. Change your mind.
Yeah.
Malindi.
Malindi, okay. Outside of Kenya?
You're asking me hard questions. I love them. I want to be home.
I've heard of this place, but it's really escaped me. The name of it has escaped me. What's the place that's sinking?
What?
Venice.
No, the island that's sinking. Oh my goodness. Let me Google it real quick. I'm sure once I say the name, guys are going to be like.
Africa.
Okay, my geography is not good, so I don't want to. Answer so that
expose.
And then let's move on. Then when the name comes to me, I'll tell you guys. The Maldives, that's the one.
It's sinking.
It is sinking.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many years it's gonna take for you to have sunk, but it is sinking.
Damn.
Interesting.
All right.
I hate this question.
Interesting question. Let me just ask it. Do you guys think your parents had a favorite child? Yeah. Let me just leave it at that.
I don't.
At any point in your life, did you feel like, I think mom likes so-and-so better, dad likes so-and-so better.
I don't think so, to be honest. I think I definitely had times when we were kids, but this is like when literally Jean was like 2-3 years old. Well, obviously, you as an older sibling feel like your parents, especially your mom, loves that kid more, but it's because they get the most attention, but it's literally because they're a child. They're a baby.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was one time when my mom, I feel like my mom always remembered Jean's birthday more than mine, which is fine. But there was a time, I think this is definitely, you know, one of those memories where it's probably not true.
Yeah.
But I remember when, because essentially the way it works is that my older brother, Butsi, his birthday is April 5th, mine is April 20th, and June is May 5th. So we have 15 days between our birthdays. And so what would happen was that because we had two birthdays in April, I think I remember my older brother and I sharing a birthday. And he had a horrible cake. And then I think I got bitter. And then I think Jean got his own cake or something like that. So I just remember being, I think I must have been like maybe 4 years old. And I remember getting mad at my mom because for some reason I felt like she remembered Jean's birthday and forgot mine. And then I remember knocking on her door and going to tell her, like, I'm not talking to you anymore. And you know, she said to me, she's like, okay. And she closed the door. And I was like,
I was like, quiet.
She was like, let's see how long you last, babe. So I feel like there were moments.
She's like, you need me more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I feel like there were moments like that, but I don't think there was actually a favorite kid.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, I definitely never felt it, you know, it wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to good parenting though. It's you don't want one child to feel like they're loved more than the other.
Exactly. Yeah. Which sibling reads more?
I would say I do. Yeah, I think by the nature of what I do for work, I automatically have to read more. And then even just generally, like when it comes to outside of having to read, quote unquote, like fiction or whatever it is, I definitely read more.
Yeah, I take things on more or easier by watching. Yeah. And then I'm always like, okay, is that true? Like I just recently finished House and I watched it for the first time. I know I'm years late. But anytime they would talk about like some medical stuff, I'd be like Googling it. Is that a real thing? What does it actually do? So I watch, I learn, and then I read about it. Nice. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys, would your sibling move away for work or for love or for neither or for both?
I would say... I would say both for Jean, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jean is like a romantic at heart.
No. Youngster twins going down.
Gotta let the ladies know, Jean, huh?
Mr. Romantic.
What about you? Oh, I'm supposed to answer for Cynthia.
Yeah.
I mean, she's already moved for work right now. But for love, I don't know. Cynthia's about her money. So I don't know.
No,
I think she should definitely move forward. For love, I'm not sure.
Hey, 100%. You know it. Kikuyu attached, man.
I think you would move for love. I see it.
I think it depends.
But not alone.
Yeah, as in like, I think...
But not love alone.
I think it depends because like if it works out for both, I think in terms of like, so for example, I would move for work... Like, okay, on the scale, if I was to balance the scales, it would be work more than love for the moment. Because I feel like, especially with what I do and what I've done and what I've had to, how much I've had to work to get to where I am, like university and like all the skills I've had to get, I think I would think about it a little bit harder if I was to just move for love. Because you'd have to make the work thing work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think I would. I think I've now progressed, like... The person that I am now, I think I would move a little bit easier for love than I would have before.
I think that's why I said, I think that's why I answered it that way.
Where are we? Which sibling is best at keeping a secret?
I feel like I have to defend myself before Gavani answers the question.
Okay.
If you asked us, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, even.
I know what she's talking about.
I would be horrible at keeping a secret. I admit that. I have evolved. I had a running mouth. But today, I think we're both very good at keeping a secret.
Yeah.
But yeah, very different story. Several years ago, you couldn't tell me anything without me going to tell exactly who you've told me not to tell.
Wow. And she would beg, and she'd beg to be let on the secrets, and like almost crying, like, tell me. And then we're like, as long as you promise not to tell, like telling her 10 times, and then I promise, as soon as you tell her, whoever, guess what? But like she said, she was young.
True.
Yeah, so I think generally we are both good at keeping secrets. Although, funny, sometimes sometimes, not all the time, you're told something and you're like, and the person tells you don't tell anyone, you're like, oh boy, can I tell you something?
That's different.
And then like, yeah. So yeah. What about you guys? Are you guys gonna keep your secrets?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have many
secrets.
Yeah. The thing is with me, right? If you tell me a secret, I'll just forget it. So
so you're great at keeping a secret.
Yeah.
Okay, between the two of you, who's the more talkative sibling?
I'd say I am.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm definitely more talkative.
Would you say that means you're more extroverted as well?
I don't know. I think we're both quite introverted people, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're both similar. Like, for example, if you put us in situations, there are times when I just let Gene do the talking. And then so the times he just lets me do the talking. And I think it's also to do with, I think when I was younger, because I was physically, I looked like the older sibling. I did most of the talking. But then now that like I look like the younger sibling, because Gene is like tall, he has like a beard, you know, and I'm just like, I'll just pretend I'm the small sister, you know, and I'm just like, I'm going to let the man do the talking. So yeah. I feel like in that sense, it depends on the situation. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you agree, Gene?
Yeah, I'd definitely say we're both talkative, but yes, they likes to talk more.
Even the answer to that.
Yeah.
The way you both answer that just answers the question, doesn't it?
If this is a bit of a weird question. Shall we all answer this question then? It's the first person.
Yeah.
If I won the lottery, what do you think I'll do with it first, Gene?
It depends how much you won.
Ooh.
That's a great response. I'm thinking billions straight away. Like there's much smaller lotteries.
Yeah. Let's assume it's like $1 million. Let's talk about dollars.
A lot of money.
It's good to dream, guys.
Probably invest it. Yeah. You buy yourself a few nice things, but yeah, I think you wouldn't blow it, you know?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. What do you think Jean would do?
I think you'd move to Canada. You'd be like, I'm out of here.
See ya.
You'd be like, deuces. I think you'd move to Canada. I think you'd buy yourselves the most expensive golf clubs that you could find. And I think you just set yourself up nicely in Canada, basically, and just live your best life, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't think you would be so inclined to invest it as much as I would, but you'd still invest some of it. But I think you're a lot better at spending money on experiences like One Boy is and just enjoying yourself than you are on saving it. I think, like, I don't know if it's an older sibling thing where we're just like, save, don't really spend money on stuff, don't really treat ourselves. But I think you'd be more likely to just go after your dream and save a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I think One Boy, the first thing she would do is go on holiday. Somewhere like where she can be in a bikini, the sun is out, have a good time, just relax and enjoy. And then she would save and then maybe buy herself some stuff. Yeah, but I think definitely the first thing you would do is take yourself on holiday.
I agree.
Yeah.
Nice little solo trip for sure.
Yeah.
I think the first thing you would do is buy a dream home.
Yeah.
100%. You would find a piece of land if the home doesn't already exist built, and you would build or buy your dream home and then invest the rest.
Yeah. I've talked about like wanting to build or have my own dream home for so long.
Yeah.
And the older I get, the less likely it's looking to be possible. But you never know. Because I used to say by 30, but now 30 is like around the corner. So maybe I need to like adjust my expectation. Yeah.
It's a dream.
It is. Is it me to ask?
Mm-hmm.
Which one of you is a better driver?
Oh, yeah.
I knew you were going going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
The side eye.
First of all, can I just say, does better mean faster? Does it mean safe?
That's a
good question. Get to the place quick.
It's a combination of both.
Because if that's it, I would say me. I'm the safer driver.
Whose car? Who would you feel more comfortable driving? Someone you love.
I remember this time Jean took me to the airport. Where? I mean, we got there on time. We were running late, but where? That's bypass. I was like, wow, 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 wow. Hey, I was really holding on. I still remember that day. We're gonna Tetemeka. So I would say, but Jean is a good driver. I would say, like, I just remember, like, when he first got his driving license, it was really dangerous. But I would say he's, like, matured. And I think, to be fair, I would say we both have, because we used to do this really irresponsible thing where we used to race home. So I would drive home and he would drive home and see who would get there first.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really bad. But I would say that because he can drive a stick and I can't drive a stick, I would say he's the better driver. And maybe he's got to safer.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you just folded it in here. I feel like as the first one, you just folded a little bit, but it's fine.
That's what you do.
Tell me.
All right. Two more questions to go, guys.
Who is more competitive? That's a good question, seeing you guys as or swimmers.
It is a good question.
I think. Good. I don't know if we can compare. I'm competitive with selective things, not just everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we're that competitive.
Very competitive.
Okay. So our boy is very competitive.
I can't play a board game. Oh. Like, think of us playing like Monopoly.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, very fine. Yeah. I think it depends on what it is we're talking about. When it comes to games, then maybe Mbo is a bit more competitive. Although sometimes I push back a bit. But doesn't umami as much, like, in my heart.
Yeah. Gets to me. Losing gets to me.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it just depends. What about in life? Do you think you're competitive in life?
I think I'm competitive with myself. I don't think I'm competitive with other people in life. In games, though, with other people, 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm fighting. But in life, no.
Yeah, I think that's a healthy way
to
look at it. Because when you start competing with other people, it's almost, and I'm going to quote an Eric Wainaina song, it's like you're living other people's lives.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So healthy competition with yourself, I think, is good.
I agree.
Yeah.
And last one, if you guys had the chance to participate in a reality show, who out of the two of you is more likely to participate in a reality show and what show?
Jean, for sure. it would still be really low. Like, it would still be a really low chance. But, like, out of the two of us, definitely Jean.
What kind of show?
Because, like,
yeah, I mean, because I also like reality shows.
Yeah, because, like, you watch Love Island.
Doesn't really watch reality
shows.
Oh, I love Love Island. Yeah.
Yeah, Love Island.
I love a dating show.
Your dedication to Love Island is next level. Or the Jersey Shore. Oh my gosh, I used to love that show, man. Wow.
Yeah. I used to watch all of them. Yeah,
I love things like that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reality shows I got into, and just because the drama is fun, like The Real Housewives, it's just so, sometimes the drama is so petty. Actually, not sometimes, all the time. It's so petty and I'm like, really, grown women, but at the same time, it's entertainment. And then the Kardashians, that's the one. Those are the two that I would watch.
Yeah.
You see, I don't go reality show like that. I go dating show or like a game show. Like, I love Survivor. I'm absolutely obsessed.
Oh, well, that
does that count
as
a reality show?
Yeah, I think so.
But I guess not. It's more
I would definitely say sure.
Yeah.
Okay. The dating show or like a game show.
Yeah, one boy got me into Survivor. So
quality content.
Honestly.
yeah, that brings us to our the end of the first part of this Meet Our Siblings. We'll see you guys for the next one. Let us know what you thought about this episode. Let us know what some of the questions that you would want to ask to your siblings and what you would love to hear as well. Leave a rating, a review, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of A Kenyan's Experience. If you found this episode inspiring or even helpful, then please do us a solid and share it with close friends or family, or even just share it to the world. We appreciate you. Hit us up. Check out that new feature, the voice notes. Let us know what you think about this episode. We'd love to hear back from you.